This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. I was just telling Jason a story about President Ford when he came to see the data center that five of us built back in the 80s. Now, maybe sometime I'll tell you that story. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. That's Global Star Network, 712-770-9418. And that is live while we are live. So if you want to listen to USA Prepares, that's a number to call. And, of course, you can always listen to USA Prepares on GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And GCN Live has the archives. If you'd like to listen there, that would be a great way to do it. And, of course, YouTube, the Ron Gibson YouTube channel, Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, and just go to YouTube and type in USA Prepares, or you can type in my name, Vincent Fennelli, F-I-N-E-L-L-I, F-I-N-E-L-L-I. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, yeah, I'm on, almost under lockdown here at the farm because of the coronavirus. I am taking it extremely seriously. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, last week I got in probably about a month's supply of food. So, yeah, that's we're not in 100% lockdown yet, but we're ready to do so if we need to.
So, yeah, okay.
We don't tend to go out very much anyway, you know. Yeah.
All right, so let me ask a moral question. My understanding, and I talked with Steve Elkins about this. Steve Elkins is a USA Prepares instructor, a nurse, an ER nurse, and an ICU nurse of 27 plus years experience. He and I are close. And I asked him this question yesterday on the telephone, not on the air. So I'm going to be the first to share this with our broadcast classroom. So other than Steve Elkins, class, you and Gwyneth and I, we're going to talk about it for the first time on the air. So the Hippocratic Oath, as I understand it, starts out with first do no harm. So if you think about that, and Steve Elkins took this oath, and so did Dr. Shuley, and so did a whole bunch of other medical professionals. And it makes a lot of sense, first do no harm. Like, don't cut the leg off if you don't have to, right? Don't remove the ear if you don't have to, those kinds of things. Well, one of the things that I was thinking about is, what if you do nothing and that causes harm? What if you do nothing?
Yeah.
And that causes
but
harm.
You feel so, there.
Yeah. So what would be doing nothing? And let me give an example. So throughout the United States of America, there are people who are in positions with the government, the county government, the state government, the federal government, and they are on, let's say, emergency response committees, emergency management committees. And so, you know, they get some medical professionals and say, you know, we want to make sure that we can respond to emergencies. So we need some doctors, and we need some guys who know how to manage heavy equipment, and we need some people who know how to manage crowd control and panic. So they have a whole bunch of people on these committees. Now, what if you or what if another person were on one of these committees and you were privy to information? And the information is, well, we've got this virus, and it's called the coronavirus, and it's really bad, and, it's here. But we don't want to tell anybody because we'll cause panic. Just like we don't want to mention that we know what, there are other species, in the universe, because people would panic and they couldn't handle it. Well, I think that's nonsense, and that people can't handle it. And I also think we ought to know. I also think that if there are people who are contagious in our area, in the United States, wherever we may happen to be, it is incumbent upon people who have taken the Hippocratic Oath to notify those who can be harmed by it. Because the Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. Now, it's not incumbent upon the guy who knows how to drive a bulldozer, and move heavy equipment and those kinds of things, because he hasn't taken the Hippocratic Oath. But those who have, in the medical profession, I think it's incumbent upon them to share that information in a responsible way. Now, I'm not talking about crying fire in a crowded theater. I'm talking about through educational methods to notify family, friends, and the village. What do you think about that, Gwyneth?
Well, I think that I was just putting some water on my fire. I think that, if there's somebody there who has the coronavirus for sure, traditionally what they were required to do was required to put up some sort of plague flag, okay, is what it was called, which was a flag of a certain color, often black, and it basically meant, don't go here, okay? And they were required to show that flag on their property, and so on their door, or on their car or whatever it was, then people would know to avoid them. So that was the old standard. That's the traditional standard going back hundreds of years for what people should have done during a epidemic or a pandemic. I don't see that happening these days, Vincent. I don't see too many people out there waving plague flags around, but they did it for everybody's benefit, okay, for their own benefit, and also for the benefit of the whole community. That's what used to happen, but, that doesn't happen anymore. Teach it.
Okay, so the question, Gwyneth, is, what about the morality of this situation? So we know without a doubt that this is a killer virus. We know that. And we, through our research, feel that this is a man-made bioweapon. And that's come out in the last few days. We believe that when it first broke, we said it over a week ago. So, under these circumstances, when someone has taken a Hippocratic Oath, a doctor or a nurse, for example, do you think it is a violation of the Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm by not saying anything? Meaning they are doing harm by keeping quiet if they know, if they have been briefed, or are they a traitor to this other organization, the government, who says, look, don't say anything. We're going to tell you some secret stuff, and you can't say anything. Which prevails? Is it the Hippocratic Oath that was taken first, or is it the new briefing requirement that we're not going to tell you if you tell anybody? Which prevails?
I would say that they should go with the Hippocratic Oath, and they should notify people in the area that this person has this virus. They should say to this person, listen, you'll have to put up some sort of a, you know, pre-agreed symbol on your door. You know, like, I mean, it varied from place to place. It actually was often a skull and crossbone, meaning death is here, you know, and, you know, or a black flag on your door. So just so that people know to stay away from you. But that doctor, he has a right and a duty to keep the whole community safe, okay? And he has more of a duty to the ordinary people of the community than what he has to the government. I mean, the government might give him a supposed license to practice medicine, but if you look into it in the Bible, licentiousness, that is, the issuing of licenses, is a sin. It's a very serious sin. If you're a doctor, then you're a doctor, and nobody can or can't tell you that you should, you know, stop being a doctor or that you're a doctor. Do you know what I mean? That's what he'll be frightened of, is that if he says anything, then somebody will come along and tell him that he's not a doctor anymore, which will sort of destroy his life's work and his income.
Right.
That's what they'll do. So then he feels a duty to do what the government says, because he feels bullied into, sort of like, oh, well, I have to do what they say or otherwise they'll stop me from being a doctor. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's absolutely wrong. The government shouldn't have anything to do with declaring who is and is not a doctor. I think that there should be a total free market in medicine, meaning that if somebody is a doctor and says that they're a doctor, then you should let the market operate. And if they're a good doctor, then their patients will keep coming back. Each time they get sick, they'll say, oh, Joe down the road, he's a good doctor. He fixed me up the last time. I'm going to go back to him this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
The government should have nothing to do with it.
So that is the dilemma that the medical profession is facing right now. There are plenty of good doctors who I believe are concerned and possibly in fear of losing their license to do what they do because they may violate a government order, which is an immoral order, in my opinion. I think it's immoral to not tell people that they can be in harm's way and die being in harm's way and not have the information to stay out of harm's way. I think it's morally wrong. And what I'm finding in my life is I'm facing dilemmas like this. Now, not exactly that dilemma. And you know where I stand, class, because I've been reporting that I believe that the coronavirus, based on my research, is absolutely, positively real, deadly, and contagious. And we've been talking about what you need to do in terms of protecting yourself. So I'm on the, well, I don't think everybody likes the fact that we're speaking about how deadly this is. But we're going to continue more about this, and we're not giving up. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Plus, I want to give you a quick thought. This morning, we decided to test whether coffee in a number 10 can with one of those vacuum aluminum foil type seals would last 10 years. So we had some Kroger brand. Kroger is a supermarket store in the United States. And we bought a number 10 can about 10 years ago, February of 2010. And we opened it this morning, and you could hear the vacuum seal being opened, the air rushing in, the depression in the coffee grounds, and the coffee is perfect. Now, I don't think that that would be the case if you bought coffee in one of those red or blue plastic jugs like Maxwell House or Folgers. But this is a steel can with an aluminum seal, and it's vacuum sealed. So if you lift up the plastic lid before you buy one of these and you see that the seal has a depression, concave, meaning pulled inward, and it's tight, it will probably be fine for years. I can't guarantee it, but I can tell you that our test showed us that coffee will keep 10 years, ground coffee, 10 years, and it's perfect, not rancid. And I can also tell you that I've tested pasta, in the box in a cool, dry, dehumidified room. Think of it like a basement without humidity. Cool, dry room for over 5 years. In the original box. Nothing special, just in the original box. But it has to be cool and dry, constant, relatively constant temperature, out of the light. And I can tell you that jars of spaghetti sauce that you would buy, they used to be 89 cents a jar, will last 5 years easily if it's out of the light in a cool, dark, dry location. They're all perfect at those levels. Now, I'm not talking about expensive dehydrated foods, freeze-dried foods. I'm talking about plain old off-the-shelf common items. Coffee in a steel can. And if you'd like, you can buy coffee at Sam's Club, Kane brand, Kane, C-A-I-N. It's all steel. Top, bottom, the cylinder, all steel. You might want to consider that. If you're going to buy coffee. This is not a commercial for Sam's Club. It's just that they happen to sell it, and I don't know any other place that does. And it's the least expensive there. So if you want coffee for the long haul, that's one way of doing it. Now, I can't guarantee it, but have I bought it? Yes. Gwyneth, any suggestions for food that will last a long time should you want to stay home and avoid the GDP running around at the supermarkets coughing and sneezing and doing whatever else the GDP does? Do you have any recommendations for items that people can buy relatively inexpensively before prices go up?
Okay, I would definitely agree with you on the pasta. And I'll tell you why, because when we headed out from Geraldton a number of years ago, that was one of the staples that we packed into our van. We packed into our van about 20 or 30 or 40 bags of pasta. And, when we had to abandon our van and, go hiking, I packed as many bags of pasta into my backpack as would fit. And some of those bags of pasta, we had to eventually drop our packs. The packs were found 18 months later with the pasta still in the packs, okay? And so I got those backpacks back, and I brought them home, and, that pasta, some of it stayed in the cupboard, at the back of the cupboard, and was only used last year, which was 6 years after it had, been bought in Geraldton.
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his third State of the Union address last night to a joint session of Congress.
America's enemies are on the run. America's fortunes are on the rise, and America's future is blazing bright.
Before the speech began, President Trump quickly turned away when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. As soon as the president finished his speech, the California Democrat was seen ripping her copy of his address in half. That angered Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It was disgusting. I was sitting 50 feet away from her, and it made me angry.
Presidential historian John Meacham says it was an unusually partisan event.
This was not about the union. It was very much about Trump's political state.
He was speaking on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's going to be sliding. Take my, when you go, 4 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we've been talking with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia about a couple things. One of them is moral dilemmas and the Hippocratic Oath. And I absolutely, positively feel that it is incumbent upon the medical profession to share information with the villagers in their area, wherever that may be, whether it be federal, state, county, town, whatever it is. It's incumbent upon them to alert to serious threats that include death. And I absolutely mean that. And I don't think that's what's happening. I think we're being kept in the dark. It took too long to shut down the airplanes. It took too long to get the information out. It still isn't happening at the level it should, getting the information out. Like, what do you do? So we're doing it. We're doing it. And that is that's one of the values of the independent media. And sometimes it's called alternative media. Sometimes it's called alternative radio. The better term that Steve Elkins has suggested that all of us use is independent, meaning we are not biased by the other guys. We're not. So
we don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to help people.
Gwyneth,
our knowledge.
Gwyneth, as long as you have been, I've never asked you this. I don't think I have publicly, but let me ask you. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. Gwyneth, have you ever received any payment to be on the radio to share your views and your viewpoints? Have you ever received it from USA Preparers or anything or anyone or any organization associated with USA Preparers? Or are you a volunteer because you want it to be?
No. I go on air because I know that I have a lot of knowledge that can help people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Because I trained as an environmental scientist. And people, if anyone thinks that an environmental science degree is a cushy degree, then they don't know what they're talking about, because we are required to learn about just about every other area of science, because it all relates to the natural environment. That means that I studied epidemiology, and I studied toxicology, and I studied, all of these different things. I studied ecology, and I studied, mycology, and all these, forest systems, and I studied botany and all these. But at the moment, what we all have to focus on is preparedness. Could I talk a bit more about food, Vincent?
Yes, please do.
I think that would be very, very important right now.
Yes, please do.
There is a food item that anyone can buy, okay? And it's in every supermarket, and it's in the soup section, okay? And that is powdered stock, okay, stock powder. And so you get chicken stock powder, and you get beef stock powder, and you get vegetable stock powder. And what this is, it's a can, or sometimes it comes in little cubes, okay? So there's a number of brands. One of them is OXO. I don't know of the ones that are in the United States, but there's a brand called Bovril, and there's other brands out there as well. There's another brand called Macell. I don't know which ones of these are in the United States, but the idea is the same. What it is it dried out, ground up stock, meat stock, either chicken stock or beef stock, that has been dried out and preserved with salt and put in a can. I would say that is the number one survival food. If you cannot afford anything else, then you should fill your cupboards up with stock powder and pasta. Because as long as you have got stock powder and pasta, you will not starve. And you can grow vegetables, or you can find wild growing vegetables, that are in your area. Make sure that you do your research and that you're picking something that is edible and that you're not picking a poisonous weed. You can do that sort of research, or you can grow vegetables. You can grow things like courgettes. And at the moment, it's... because we're at the end of summer here, it's courgette time. So those are otherwise called zucchinis and marrows. And potatoes, carrots, anything like that, onions, all of these grow in the garden. they get harvested from the garden and they get chopped up into a pot of soup, into a small saucepan. And that's basically what we live on, is stock powder and pasta soups with cut up vegetables, a bit of butter. Yeah, I know that that's probably the, you know, that preserved cheese and the plastic wrappers, the cheese slices. It's probably not the best sort of cheese, but we have that sort of cheese because we don't have a fridge. And to have any other sort of cheese, you really have to have a fridge, okay, or otherwise it goes off. But those cheese slices will actually keep for a very, very long time, for maybe a year or two in your cupboard. Do you know what I mean? The ones with the plastic wrappers around them.
Yeah, it's in the United States, it's called cheese food. It's not called cheese. It's called cheese food. And if you go to the store, you'll see it in the refrigerated section, and you'll see cheese, like American cheese, and you might see it yellow dyed, which is typically what people think American cheese looks like. Cheese is really white. But and then next to that, you'll see individual slices, wrapped, individually yeah. wrapped. And those are the cheese food, and that's what Gwyneth is talking about. Also, Gwyneth, you're talking about powdered beef, if you will, and vegetable and chicken. Well, the brand that's common here in the United States is Herbox, H-E-R-B space O-X. Another one is Weiler's, W-Y-L-E-R-S. And it's also known, I believe, as bouillon cubes. Is that correct? What you're talking about?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
That's right.
Bouillon cubes. Yes. And, you know, if you were a child of the first Great Depression, I'm talking about the one that started around October of 1929. If you were a child of that, you know about bouillon cubes because they were the savior. That's what happened. People would take bouillon cubes and they'd go out to their backyard where they had a backyard garden, even if they lived in a city, you know, in a small city lot. They would still have a little garden. And they would grow vegetables and cut up leeks and chives and whatever else they could and throw it in there with some bouillon cubes, maybe even some fresh potatoes or carrots, whatever they had. Peel it, wash it, or wash it, peel it, and wash it, and then put it in there, cut it up and put it in there. That's what people did to survive, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because they had to.
How we live, that's how we eat around here. And the peelings of the vegetables get chopped up into small pieces. So the peelings, they get chopped up into about eighth of an inch wide slices. And they get put in a bag, and once a day they get taken out to the chickens, out to the chicken pen. So I call the chickens in, and I do the call something like, bop, 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 something like that, which is a mother hen noise. It means, listen, guys, there's food over here. And when I do that, the chickens, they all come running and they follow me. They follow me back to the pen and I feed them the peelings of the vegetables, but you've got to chop them up quite small or otherwise they're not necessarily going to eat them. But that's how we keep our chickens fed, is the peelings of the vegetables, and they free range. So they eat all the right. bugs and grubs and seeds that are here, you know, the grass seeds, bugs, grubs, you know, anything that's going, basically. So if they catch a cockroach or a mouse in the garden or caterpillars or whatever, and they keep the pest load down. That's our pest control right. system.
We have the same...
So this is, yep.
We have the same... Same exact system right here. I want to share something with you, class. So, not last night, but the night before, we keep our chickens right near the back door of the farmhouse. And we have an area that keeps them safe because we got a lot of predators here. We have coyotes, wolves, we've got a bear running around, possums, armadillo. There are a lot of them. And we heard the chickens making an... Yeah. We heard a possum, or we heard the chickens making a noise. And the chickens were in fear for their lives because there was a possum trying to break in to the little doghouse that we have for the chickens. We have a little doghouse, and it's up on a table on the back porch. And there it is. The chickens sleep there because it's safe. And a possum was there breaking in. Now, here's the question I have for our class. How long, if you were in that situation, how long would it take for, and Gwyneth, I'm sure, has been in a situation similar to this, how long would it take for you to recognize that there's a noise, that there's a threat to your animals, and to respond to that threat? Now, the way we responded was simple. Seconds.
Even in the middle of the night, if a fox comes through, foxes around here are the main predators, okay? There are pumas in the forest, there are black panthers in the forest, but they're frightened of us. They tend to leave us alone. But, you know, the foxes are the main issue. If a fox comes through, there's pandemonium here. You know, I know that we've heard on other broadcasts where there's been a kangaroo hopping down the valley or something, and all the dogs in the house, the one down the bottom of the garden who lives there, he's a sheepdog, so he can't really come inside too much, and he can't really be let off too much because he'll go round up the neighbour's sheep. And I'm sure the neighbour won't appreciate that. But, you know, he lives down at the bottom of the garden, and he is the watchdog. And, you know, I take food down there for him. I give him water. I clean up his poops and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, he lives down there, and if there's a fox comes through, if he gets a whiff of a fox, he starts, and once he starts, the others start, and it's pandemonium. And it takes me seconds, even in the middle of the night, to be alert and to
hold
realize
that thought. Hold that thought.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs and I are talking about staying home and what kinds of food items you should consider. And we're also talking about what happens in the middle of the night, how long will it take you to respond. So a couple nights ago, literally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, literally, it was dark out. The chickens were making noises that sounded like they were in panic. And so we knew that someone was trying to kill our chickens or something. And it took just a couple seconds for our son and me to jump out of bed, armed. And what we used was, in this particular case, a lever-action 22 long rifle cartridge with a 36-grain high-velocity hollow point. Made by Federal, the kind of ammunition that you can buy or used to be able to buy at the Chinese factory outlet, 525 cartridges at one time, $7.99. Now more like $23 to $26. They work great. Federal works really well. Other brands, Remington has turned out into be a lousy 22 long rifle cartridge brand. A lot of misfires with that particular brand. So we don't like them. We don't use them. We use Federal. And I use the lever action with our son. And the reason was, rather than the semi-automatic, like a Ruger 10-22, the reason we used the lever action was controlled shot. It was dark. We had flashlights and wanted to make sure that there were no accidental discharges. You know, not very good visibility. And that possum was killed because he was attacking our animals, our farm animals. And I don't like doing that. And normally we let those possums live, but, you know, they get into the barn, they eat the wiring under the hoods, they make their nests under the hoods of equipment, they trash it. They're rats. They're rats with sharp teeth. At least they are to me. So that particular animal was killed. The chickens are fine. So that's what we did.
Now, the reason I... Benson?
No, that we didn't do.
Sleep. You should get it. Get it up.
There were a lot... You know, it was night, and it took... It was difficult with the lever-action open sight rifle that we used. You know, a nice clean headshot would be fine, but the darn thing was moving, and they're kind of small, and it was dark, and
yeah.
We wanted to shoot at the right angle so we didn't break our windows in the house. We didn't want to shoot and have a ricochet take out the wood, you know, dent up the wood stove or vehicles or farm equipment.
Yeah.
So, you know, it had to be at the right angle. So it was, and by the way, it was a nice little fire drill, not for the possum. But next time we can make some possum soup. But, class, you may have to react in the middle of the night. And the question is, how long will it take you? Now, it would have been really fast. It would have been just 1 second to respond with my .45. But that was just, I hate doing that. Because when you shoot a .45, your ears are going to ring for three days. Okay? Really. And if you want proof of that, just if you have, well, it'd be very difficult to find some World War II veterans that are still alive. But if you talk to them, they're, you know, if they were in combat, their hearing is diminished greatly.
Shot.
Because of all the sounds of the shells going off.
Shot. Yeah.
Right. Right. Gwyneth, I don't know how long bullion cubes last. I've found that they last a year or more. I would think easily a year or more. But if you get them, class, I would suggest you try to find them in glass jars rather than plastic pouches. Would you agree with that, Gwyneth?
I would. You can always reuse the glass jars easily enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had a friend of mine on Facebook, and he actually, they have a brand of that in the UK, which is called Bovril, okay, which is a, it's kind of a paste, but it's like bouillon, except it's, in a paste form. And he found a Bovril jar underneath a hedge which was over 100 years old. And so that he goes out fossicking and he goes out hiking and all that. And he's a Navy veteran. And that's how he occupies himself, and he makes YouTube videos of his hikes. And, he's a personal friend of mine now. We emailed each other on a few topics. But, yeah, get the glass jars because then you can reuse them quite easily and they're not going to contaminate the stock cubes either with anything like BPA or anything like that. You don't want to have anything like that in your system. But most of my favourite powder comes in a cardboard and aluminium tube-type can. I don't know if that makes sense. Similar to a coffee can, you get these cardboard coffee cans and they have an aluminium foil lining in them. It's something similar except smaller. But it costs $3.50 for a can. And
all right, we'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.